Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings and it is Thursday, the 4th of August. And for the day, what a miserable and pathetic day we ended up. Down 1 point, or 0.01 of a percent, to 6,974.9. It was all looking so good as well early on the back of that big rise in the US, especially that big rise in NASDAQ. But it wasn't to be here. We did get a little ambushed by the resource sector, especially oil and gas and the iron ore stocks. Not so bad in base metals or lithium, but certainly a drag from BHP and other iron ore stocks. We had an open of 6980.2, high of 7021.1, and a low of 6974.9, which was exactly where we closed. So we did close well and truly on our lows today. Let's hit the good news first. The good news was the banking sector did well today. At least the big four banks did well. CBA was up 1.3%, NAB up 0.4, Westpac up 0.5, and ANZ up 0.3 of a percent today, with the ANZ rights, last day of trade, don't forget, is the 8th of August. The ANZ rights were up 2.4%. Of course, they have that gearing to the ANZ rights issue with an $18.90 call to pay on those. The rest of the financial sector, though, not doing quite so well, although AMP quietly crept up 4.9%, not a stock we talk much about. ASX down 0.2, Macquarie slipping 0.3 of a percent, and in the insurers, we saw IAG down 0.9, QBE up 0.9, and Suncorp down 0.3. The big bank basket was up 0.9 of a percent to $177.33, CBA being the biggest mover there. But healthcare in the industrial space not doing so well either today, as we saw CSL fall. They were down 0.7 of a percent. And we also saw Fisher & Paykel down 2.5%. ResMed down 0.7. Ramsey up 0.5%. And Sonic unchanged on the day. Looking across to the industrial landscape, not much going on in the REITs. Goodman Group up 0.15%. And Charter Hall doing well, 3.1% to the good. But elsewhere, a little bit wishy-washy. Aristocrat was up 1%. Though West Farmers was down 0.1. Woolies down 1.1. Endeavour down 2.5. And Coles Group down 0.6 of a percent. We did get a little bit of interest in Transurban, one of my favourite stocks, up 0.4 of a percent. And Atlas Arterial saw a 3.5% rise today after IFM, which had been the guys bidding for them and then walked away. Now they've actually wanted to buy some more shares, taking them up to 19% and getting board seats. So that's an interesting one there. And Auckland International Airport up 1.5%. Telcos doing well. Telstra up 1.3%. And old school platforms, REA Group up 3.1%, Seek up 3.8%, car sales up 2.6%. Our own tech stocks, the newbies, were WiseTech up 0.90%, up 0.7%, and Block, the artist formerly known as Square, ahead of their numbers, was up 8.9%. But the damage was done really in the resources today. Fortescue down 2%, BHP down 1.1%. And Rio down 1.6%. Linus also slipping 3.5%. South 32 down 0.8 of a percent. And Orica falling 9.3% as it returned from its $650 million capital raise to buy the mining software company that it has just bought for $280 million. Elsewhere, oil and gas not doing so well. Woodside down 3.1%. Santos down 1.3% today. All tech index up 2.2%. In corporate news today, we had that Orica returning. We also had NWH doing well today. They were up 10.9% on their results. And as I say, in Atlas Arterial, IFM came back, bought a parcel last night. Stock went through and they are now at 19% and getting some board representation in theory. On the economic front, the balance payment came in better than expected. That was some good news there. And Asia markets slightly firmer despite flybys in Taiwan. 10-year yields up to 3.12%. In the winners for Grinners today, we saw the following doing well today, and they're mainly technology stocks or technology-focused. PointsBet, PBH, NWH, results from them. IMU, biotech, up 10.8%. Sayona, restarting their North American lithium operations. That was up 10.3%. SYA, 360, always good for a tech bounce, up 9.6%. SQ2, another one in favour on the back of that bounce in the US, up 8.9%. Objective Corp, up 7%. And Bega, up 6.9% as well. And Appen finally found some buyers at the lows, and they rallied 6.3% today. It is a mere tiny weeny blip, but at least some of the bulls can take a little bit of heart from that one. In the naughty corner today, we had Orica falling 9.3%. ORI is the stock code there on the back of their capital raise. They returned from that. GrainCorp down 6.6%. Nuren Pharma was down 5.9%. Phineas Fogg, FCL, was down 5.6%. Silex, SLX, down 5.6%. Australian Strategic Metals and Materials down 4.6%. And Zippity-doo-dah, down to 4.5% down for them today. In the sectors, banks were the positive sector. Telcos and techs doing well. In negative land was iron ore, energy stocks, that's both oil and gas and coal, healthcare, supermarkets as well there. We had the big bank basket higher at $177.33, which was up 0.9%. All tech index higher by 2.2%. Gold, steady in Aussie dollar terms, 25.46. Bitcoin was up to 23,100. The Aussie dollar rising to 69.64. 10-year yields back up to 3.12. Japan up 0.6. China a little bit positive on Beijing rage. Lots of saber rattling going on there. But Hong Kong doing well, up 1.5% today. European markets set to open slightly firmer as well, with the Bank of England in focus today. 50 basis point rise, well and truly on the cards, which would be a pretty big jump again for interest rates in the UK. Currently, Dow futures down around 16 points and Nasdaq futures down around 29 points. In the major movers and shakers today, PRL had a good day today. Province Resources up 21.7%. Their high energy agreement seems to be attracting some interest at the moment. IMU, also punters seem to be back in that one, up 10.9%. PointsBet, also a tech proxy there, of course, massive US exposure, was up 11.6%. Tyro, which I wrote up this morning and added to the small cap portfolio on the open, which was at 93 cents, it did actually close at $1.50. So well done for those that got on board early this morning. 17.5% better. Satire back in favour as well, doing well, up 10.3%. NWH also in favour today on the back of their results, 10.9% better. It's hip to be square, up 8.9% today ahead of their results. And 360, that tech proxy in the US, 9.6% as well higher. AQZ, which is under takeover or scheme of arrangement from Qantas, was up 3.8% today, rallying well and truly off the lows. And ALX, which is Atlas Arterial, doing very well today, up 3.5% as IFM buys another portion, taking it up to 19% there. In the losers, Orica, we've talked about. Nuren, we've talked about. Zip, we've talked about. Couple of coal stocks, major movers today. Whitehaven down 3.1 and Stanmore down 2.8%. Speculative stock of the day, there wasn't a huge amount around, but Lanthanine Resources, LNR, I think that used to be the name of a railway company in the UK, was up 25.7% on an investor presentation. In the news today, Medical Developments Limited, or International MVP, most valued player, has launched a $15 million placement and a $15 million one for 9.5 rights issue at $2. Funds will be used for the expansion of the Australian business. And that one is the Green Whistle stock. Revenue 22.4 versus 37% versus a year ago. Retail Food Group CFO Peter McGinnigan has stepped down to pursue other opportunities. Retail Food Group, probably most widely known as the Brumbies Bakery and Crust Pizza. NRW Holdings, which is NWH, slightly confusing in the stock code there. Full year preliminary EBIT, 157 versus guidance, 150 to 155. Consensus was 147.2. Revenue was 2.4 billion. That was pretty much the guidance there. ASX, we had the July average daily value, only 5.19 billion, which was down 3% a year ago. The volatility was 0.6%, which was up 0.1%. Total capital raised was down 10% on previous records, 9.3 billion. And Magellan Financial Group, funds under management at the end of July, 60.2 billion versus 61.3 billion at the end of June. So not much recovery there for Magellan. And Magellan did rise 1.6% today. In economic news, our trade surplus struck a record, 17.7 billion in June, which is better than the 14 billion the market had anticipated, driven by high demand for commodities and high prices for those commodities. And in June, exports of lithium concentrates reached a record high of 1.16 billion, up 1.07 billion from June in 2021. So that's a pretty impressive number with that lithium exports just knocking it out the park at the moment. Asian markets today, SoftBank has raised as much as $22 billion through a sale of prepaid forward contracts using Alibaba Group. And China has launched unprecedented live-fire military drills in six areas that ring Taiwan. Taiwan officials said the drills violate United Nations rules. Oh, we still have a United Nations, I forget. And Tokyo, Toyota has kept its guidance unchanged for the year. The stock fell on the back of this. It says production challenges continue. Profit also fell short of estimates in the April-June quarter at 579 billion yen versus prediction of 808 billion yen. And in the European and US markets, headlines today, Bank of England rate hike today, 50 basis points expected. They have scrapped the mortgage affordability test. OPEC Plus has agreed to that mere, measly 100,000 barrels a day increase from September. And in more bad news for the UK households, as if Brexit and the war in Ukraine wasn't enough, and Boris wasn't enough, they're looking to see an £800 rise in energy costs in October. Washington has ratified Sweden and Finland's NATO membership, and the kiss of death for gold, let's face it. Jim Cramer from CNBC Mad Money has said that gold has reached a point where it can only rally from here. So there we go, that is the kiss of death for gold. I'd sell out everything. And nearly 8,000 digital wallets have been drained of over $5.2 million in digital coins, including Solana's Sol token and USD coin, according to the blockchain analytics firm Elliptic. Seems every day there's been money stolen from digital wallets. Well, that's it for me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening, and we'll be back tomorrow.